Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. It's Saturday, April the 18th. I am Cliff Kelly, host of America's Heroes Group. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith, our digital media producer, Manny Corzari, and our assistant digital producer, media producer, is Titus Williams, doing a great job, and we're pleased to have him here. America's Heroes Group Roundtable, we serve the world with CBC, Veterans Brain Trust, Think Tank with Ron Armstead, Ralph D. Cooper, and Dr. Kathy Bennett Santos. We are pleased to have them with us.
Media producer, here's Titus Williams.
We're having some feedback. Yeah, yeah. The we have on our guest line Kathy Santos, who Dr. Kathy Bennett Santos, veteran, author, and founder of National Alliance for Women Veterans. How are you, Doctor?
I am just fine, Doctor. Mr. Kelly, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm doing well today.
Yes, great. Good. Good to have you with us. And also we have Ralph D. Cooper, Community and Residential Veteran Service Coordinator at Cloud Break Houston. That's in Houston, of course, LLC. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you, Mr. Kelly.
Good, good, good. Mr. Cooper has devoted his life to the issues and concerns of his community's veterans and their families and to the overall betterment and continued development of the community. In recognition of this commitment, he has received numerous awards and commendations for local, state, and national organizations. And I got to mention this one, Vietnam Veterans of America. Got to mention that. tell us about the awards you've gotten and why, Mr. Cooper.
Which award was that?
The one that I mentioned, of course, Vietnam Veterans of America.
Okay.
I'm a Vietnam vet.
That's fantastic.
Right.
You know,
but you've got many others. Yeah.
Yeah. I ran an organization that we began in 1977 on the campus of Boston State College. Myself, Ron Armstead, who's another Vietnam veteran, started a thing called Veterans Club, which eventually became Veterans Benefits Clearinghouse, of which I was the executive director for 30 years in Boston, Massachusetts. And we serviced two aspects. One was the veteran and his family, because we understood that you can't work with anyone unless it's a holistic approach. Mm-hmm. You can't get the veteran, especially Vietnam veterans, who are suffering from post-traumatic stress, suffering from the symptoms of that, which could be alcoholism and drug abuse, and not work with the family, because what you'll end up have happen is the veteran will soon relapse. The second piece was housing. We understood the issue of homelessness among our veterans. And as you know, I'm sure that that's one of the real big issues, among the homeless population.
Sure, you're right. Mm-hmm.
And they say that the veterans make up 37% of the home. Well, it's 37,000 homeless veterans, about 7% of the national. But you know, this comes from a one night count. One night count, and they only count people who are in shelters and on the street.
Good point. Mm-hmm.
So I know that they're not that this is a low number. Mm-hmm. It's more like 100,000 to 120,000 than 37,000 who are homeless at any one time in the United States of America. And so, for those efforts, I received an award from the city of Boston mayor as a vast office. I've received other awards for the work. We housed veterans from the transitional housing stage all the way into permanent housing.
Mm-hmm.
Our motto was homeless, home ownership as opposed to homelessness.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Very interesting, Mr. Cooper. And this is particularly Dr. Kathy Bennett Santos, she's a veteran and the author and founder of the National Alliance for Women Veterans, Inc. And this is important, too. April is Sexual Assault Awareness and National Deaf History Month, correct?
That is correct, sir. Let me just take a minute to congratulate you and this great program for being such an outstanding resource for the information that's shared here that helps us all throughout the country.
Thank you.
I want to celebrate that and just give a little tribute to, you know, your commitment and your producer who've done this great work here around this platform. On the issue of sexual assault, you know, that's a great contributor to the homeless veterans among the women's population. I think Mr. Cooper could agree to that. Many of the homeless experience sexual assault, and as a consequence to some of their challenges, they result in homelessness. So, you know, we are acknowledging the sexual assault, but I think what is prevailing in our conversations now is the COVID-19 and the impact of homeless veterans. What is disturbing, if I don't mind just shifting the conversation just a bit?
Sure.
That the VA, I'm not sure if they are being as transparent in providing, you know, information that directly addresses how to respond to the homeless population in this crisis. I'm not sure if Mr. Cooper has any different opinion, but I would like to hear. And just in listening, I'm very concerned that the states that have been given somewhat the authority to manage the homeless population also have the resources for testing and for restricting areas of contagious or infectious, you know, potential. So my concern over with the veterans population of all the work that we've done over the years, and I'm sure Mr. Cooper has contributed for several decades on this area.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the challenges with all the great work? You know, are there concerns that there will be setbacks for all the work that we've done to get the homeless into programs, to get them to seek mental health and to get support? Now we're being challenged yet again with another layer that could present another challenge. I don't know if Mr. Cooper had any comments on that. I'm extremely concerned about the growing population that may result and how they're going to be treated if not found and tested timely. There will be some additional concerns of mine as to what preventive measures that we could have to save lives in this area.
Well, you know, Doctor, that 50% of the homeless veteran population are women veterans, and while African Americans make up 33% we're accounting for 1/10 of the overall veteran population, but 33% of the homeless. So, as far as the virus definitely contributing to expanding the homeless situation, I am absolutely positive that we're not prepared to handle that increase. Just a little while ago, the VA did not utilize its voucher amount. Let's see what it says here, that according to testimony, veterans' homelessness has declined 50% since 2010, yet and still 8% of the total homeless in the country were veterans, and the they misused the vouchers, the VA did. They're ill-prepared to be the go-to hospital system for hospitals that overflow. They're supposed to be able to take up the slack. However, they weren't even able to use the full complement of their HUD-VASH vouchers last year.
Interesting.
One of the issues. Oh, excuse me.
No, go right ahead, doctor. Go right ahead.
One of the concerns that I presented to the leadership here in Pennsylvania, in the event there is a surge in our hospital system that presents a influx of need for veterans care on the infected victims. Are there any strategies in place presently to address that issue? My recommendation and suggestion was the stand downs. I thought it would be a consideration that there be an organized effort that where stand downs have been a very supported, funded program throughout many of our states, that we can begin to have conversation around that particular platform. We have many areas in our community that could manage a stand down type environment, somewhat of a MASH unit for those who don't understand what a stand down is. So I've got somewhat of a MASH environment that could be set up in the community. I'm very concerned that not only are we not prepared, is there a strategy to become more prepared or to encompass where we know that we are? Some of the challenges in listening to the absence of the secretary's response to this issue, mm-hmm. I think there is a concern that maybe we should be a little bit more proactive in our advocacy, Mr. Cooper. One of the things that I'm actually looking at is there's a new director over the program with the VA, Monica Diaz.
Yes, the new director. I met Ms. Diaz.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the last of years. And oftentimes when we have these replacements, transition the historical data and the historical relevance to some of the progresses that we've made, you know, and I think that is very important. For those of us who've been in the churches somewhat consistently, to ensure that they are informed. But one of the recommendations that I am very much aware of, they are encouraging partnership. But every state is not recommended with the great work like what you've done in Texas and the connectivity through the Veterans Brain Trust, particularly for the African-American veteran homeless community. And I think that we should be a little bit more aggressive and we can coalesce around these discussions. I think that the Veterans Brain Trust would be a very important platform for generating a kind of dialogue, whether we are promoting very successful partnerships throughout the country where they are responding to the homeless population. I think this is going to be something that we're going to have to face realistically very soon. And we should, I think that we should take this very seriously about what the consequences would be if we do not, just as the homeless population in and of itself came upon us, and we learned that there were so many homeless people and there was not a quick response over the past few years. We're doing what we can, but throughout the country, there remains a large number of homeless people, which are very vulnerable with the conditions that they're already suffering from and responding to this virus.
One of the things is, how does a homeless person without a place to go, without shelter, keep his social distance? How does he stay at home? How does he not go out? How does he protect himself? He doesn't have any personalized protective equipment. The PPE doesn't exist for him. So and you know, the VA last year, they had 14,000 housing vouchers for veterans that went unused. This is the Department of Veterans Affairs, the largest hospital system in the country. They're supposed to be the one that we go to if the regular hospital system fails in this crisis. they can't handle the 9 million veterans that they service.
How much? How many vouchers?
9 million.
Wow, 9 million. Okay.
Mr. Cooper, I commend you for your commitment over the years. I know of your great work, and I know that it has become a model for the country that you have to remain diligent and committed to these causes with regard to veterans. One thing I do believe is somewhat unfair when we have the veterans who have come from the war, particularly in the last 10 years post 9/11, to be confronted with this particular crisis and still not have the certainty of what that response would be if they were victims. I watched on TV the other night where an Iraq veteran had contracted this particular infection, and he was on a ventilator for 7 days.
Yeah.
But he was released. I don't know if you saw that, but he was released, you know, with that same sentiment of discouragement as to what the response would be. He felt like he received very good service at his hospital, but there are some hospitals, these that are not quite as prepared as the one that he received his care. What would you suggest that we could do as advocates? I think even on this program, we're just sending a message of hope and just to enforce upon the listening audience that those of us who are on the front line, and I really am going to be communicating to the Department of Veterans Affairs this week. I have done a lot of research as to listen to the country to see where the pulse was on this issue. And I find it somewhat silent on a larger scale. And I'm going to communicate that to the Department of Veterans Affairs through my network on this week as a matter of urgency. And I think that you will agree. And I will hope that we can continue in our conversation through this vein because I'm not sure where the end is. But I do believe that we must continue to raise the consciousness of that need to address this heightened level of response to the homeless population for veterans. And I think that supersedes not necessarily sexual assault, sir, Mr. Kelly, but I do believe that it is a compounded area of concern with regards to some of the underlying issues that have gone unaddressed. Now we have yet another threat, you know, towards our existence, and I believe that we must be diligent in how we can best communicate a resolution to the most critical of them all, you know, moving forward.
I think that if we utilize your expertise and your educational background and the work that you do, come together with the Congressional Black Caucus Veterans Brain Trust this September. Hopefully, we'll be able to have a place to hold it and confront the VA.
Mm-hmm.
We even need to send some kind of a message to the president to give the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs the kind of authority and funding that he can perform the duties necessary to provide for the men and women, the heroes who served this nation, put their lives on the line, and yet and still here we go again. We're not appreciated. We're suffering the most. We're in especially among the black veterans, a disproportionate number of deaths from the virus, a disproportionate number of the homeless on the streets. It's a disproportionate number of women veterans.
Sure.
Who suffer from the sexual assault, now they're being assaulted with homelessness.
Right.
So, yes, I think that we can put a dent in this, but we need to come together and act cohesively to confront what the problems are in the VA system.
And both of you have been great in doing that. And I agree that we need to follow up on this. Doctor, and Mr. Cooper, you will hear back from me because this is something we need to follow up on. You folks have just done some great research. And this is something we need to follow up, and you will definitely hear from me. And thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
You're welcome,
honor.
Sir.
It is my honor, sir. Please take care of yourself and be safe.
Yeah, to both of you. That's wonderful.
I look forward to hearing from you.
Yes, sir, you will. That's great. Stay with us. We'll be back. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the American Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlements. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services. And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.